98.1 KZE. MK with you. It's Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock. You know what that means. Once again, it's Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Delighted today to welcome a band from the Hudson Valley who you can see on the 22nd of this month as part of Beck Hook Pride. For the first time in the KZE studios, please welcome Otis.
A little while, but I figured it out. Now I'm on my way back home. Yeah, I picked a different back road. Then up jumped the boogie and I turned it around. And I said you was my friend, though it faded till the end. Oh yeah. Woke up in the morning with a lot on my mind. What will this old world decide? What is lost and who survives? But that won't deal, cause I got stuff on my own. Yeah, I'm burning up inside. And every day feels like I'm dying, yeah. Entire moments filled with pain, I'm at a loss. Wretched and lonely, how could I predict the cost? Am I alone? Oh no, this'll never do. Oh no, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Billy was my buddy, but he took his own life. If he only got there in time, yeah, what if I only replied? Yeah, that won't do, cause the same in the end. And yeah, I'm burning up inside. And I'm feeling like a real bad friend. Borders and nations, they will crumble to the ground. Do you hear the screaming or do you turn down the sound? Am I alone in my emotions? Oh no, this'll never do. But I hope that I'll be there. Looking like I won't be there. Oh, I wanted to be there. Yeah, looking like I won't be there.
KZE. It's Otis in the studio with me for the first time today on the Friends Day show. The Friends Day show. I've never called it that before.
Oh, the Friends Day show.
Welcome to the Friends Day show. Otis, welcome.
So good to be here.
We got Dave and we got Kenny, who we've seen Kenny a couple times in here before.
Mm-hmm. Multiple projects.
Always. Is this the full band or do you have
pretty much right now. We had Dylan Nowick, who's a wonderful musician and producer and such, play bass and sing a bit on the record. But we're looking for a bass player if anyone's out there.
Okay, noted. I'll spread the word. So you guys are a Hudson Valley kind of conglomerate. You got folks from the Red Hook, Rhinebeck area, Kingston, all over the place. How did you all get together and start playing?
Well, Kenny and I met probably 10 or 15 years ago and started playing in a couple different bands and had a lot of fun back in like the 2010s making music together. And then I moved to New Orleans for about 8 years and we stayed in touch, still played, still did like, you know, Porch Fest and some things around the area occasionally, or I go out and see his bands play. And then when I came back, it was just like a no-brainer. Put the band back together and let's start playing again.
Yeah.
So this new form of the band kind of was born in New Orleans with my friends Kelsey and Alec, and Chris was our producer and bass player friend, and then moved it up here, and I've just been kind of rocking out ever since.
Yeah, well, it sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Great to hear you guys, yeah. And we can see you at Beck Hook Pride this year.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Last year was awesome, and the parade and the drag performers and all the bands, everybody's going to be great.
Yeah, can I say, we have an unbelievable drag scene in the
Hudson
Valley.
We really do, yeah.
I've only kind of recently, I was lucky enough to be able to DJ a drag show at Unicorn not that long ago,
cool.
I was like, oh my God, like the level of talent
Seriously.
And professionalism is off the, and there are, a lot of them are like 22.
Okay.
And I'm like, I hate you.
But a younger crew. Totally.
Yeah.
The lighting and everything.
It's amazing.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I can't remember which house it was, but they were incredible. I think they were like based in Hudson. But Dairy Drag is this weekend too, over at Chase Home, which
is
going to be super cool if anybody is in the area on Saturday night. It's
nice.
A wonderful time. So.
All right. We got Otis in the studio. You guys want to hit us with another one?
Definitely. This one's called My Time. At Kayla's grandma's house, there was a tree whose lower limb knocked me off my feet. And half a dozen people gathered round. My head inside my hands, I'm on the ground. And the other day at the mall department store, I found a thing that I could not afford. And as I brought my shame to the parking lot, my head inside my hands, I had a thought about what do I want? Is it my time to come alive, to spread my wings and learn to fly? Oh, I'll never know unless I try. Is it my time to let it go? To let it all go, to let it all go. Same department store, I bought that thing that I could not afford. And as I brought it out to the parking lot, my head inside my hands, I had a thought, what do I really want? And is it my time to come alive, to spread my wings, learn to fly? Oh, I'll never know unless I try. Is it my time to let it go? Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go.
KZE. We got Otis in the studio. You can catch them on Saturday the 22nd as part of Beck Hook Pride. Of course, Otis, the name O-T-I-I-S, comes from your last name, Dave.
It does.
Yeah, which was throwing me for a couple days. I was mispronouncing it, so I apologize.
It's okay. It's happened my whole life.
But it's just Otis. But yep. Does it mean anything else? Or, you know, did you like the name Otis for any other reason?
I was like, you know, like the elevator company Otis? They have this like cool insignia, and I was kind of seeing that everywhere, and I was like, My last name is Two Eyes. It's Otis. Like, it's close to that. I don't know. Okay. I think it was inspired by the elevator company Otis.
Okay, cool. Really. Yeah. I mean, my frame of reference for Otis is Milo and Otis.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
One of my favorite movies as a child before I realized that it's full of animal cruelty.
Yeah. Oh, no. You got to watch out for that with those 90s movies.
Man, like. I can't. And it was made in Japan, too. And they just did not have the regulations. Okay. And of course, you know, my parents were too nice to tell me as a child. And,
totally.
And, you know, you get older and you're like, oh, no. But that's my association, which is still a cute association.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll take it.
But the songs are, you know, I wouldn't call them cute. I would call them pretty heartfelt, emotional.
Oh, cool.
A little sad.
Yeah, definitely.
There's some sadness to the music.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a big sad world out there. Yeah. And trying to process some of those feelings through these tunes.
Yeah. Has that always been what the project is about?
Kinda. I mean, like, in some ways it was like inspired and born from grief and tragedy and all that. But I feel like a lot of great art is, and then it like transforms, it continues to change or become something new. So I feel like that's still in there. But I also like am excited to see where it goes this year and beyond.
Well, it's very melodic and beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And this guitar also is very beautiful.
Oh, this guitar.
Yeah.
I don't really, there was a guy.
Paint job on that.
Yeah, the custom paint job on the pick guard.
Yeah, that's what I was noticing.
That on their radio.
Yeah, you just really just get the details up front.
I get to enjoy
it. Yes, you do, for sure. But there's a guy in Rhinebeck who is like a luthier and made this guitar, and then I switched out the pick guard.
So this is a locally crafted guitar.
Locally crafted guitar, yeah.
Very cool.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. What are the future plans for Otis? We have this record, which you were...
Yeah, that we...
have to bring me.
For sure. Halfway to Daylight, we made in New Orleans in 2020, kind of like, you know, 2019, 2020. Mm-hmm. And I'm really still excited about a lot of those songs. And then sort of came up here with a new batch of tunes and recorded with Kenny and Dylan, like I mentioned. And haven't put that out yet, but I'm excited to kind of share those songs. Actually, the songs we're playing today are the songs from whatever the next EP project's going to be.
Cool. Yeah. And are you, you're just not quite sure like what form you want these songs to
come out
in?
Yeah, it's kind of funny these days to like, what do you do? I mean, you do this all the time too, Kenny. Like, you know, is it just digital or do you try and make a hard copy of it? Or,
you know, in an ideal world, you put your music on every physical media.
Right.
But it obviously gets quite expensive. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still make CDs. My partner's in another project called Allie Young.
Amazing.
And she always sells CDs at her shows. Same with tapes. There are people out there.
For sure.
Who shows.
Yeah.
Who buy CDs, who buy physical media. Yep. So, but I think moving ahead, it's kind of figuring out how and when we want to release the EP that we're sitting on. And then.
Right. Do you do one single at a time or do you wait and put it all out at once?
Video content with it, that old, you know, song and dance. But in the meantime, just trying to do more stuff like this and play more shows.
Absolutely.
And get the music to the community.
To the people, for
That's
sure.
That's what it's all about.
Celebrating musical diversity here at 98.1 WKZE.
Wow. Oh my God, you're natural. Are you looking for a part-time job?
I heard people like water sipping.
That's very NPR.
Yes.
It's KZE Friends Day with Otis. You can catch them at Beck Hook Pride on the 22nd. You got one more for us?
Got one more for us. We did this updated version of Halfway to Daylight that's a little more like cowpunk. So, all right, I'm going to go for it. I'm alone on the edge of the night. Been too long, and the words never come out right. Wish I could talk to you one last time. I'll let you know that we love you. Now I really got you on my mind. We never wanted to forget each other as the months turned into years. The distance grows and the gap exposed all my biggest fears. How can this be, my dear? Been too long, and I'm sorry I didn't call. I didn't know what to say, 'cause I thought I had said it all. In my mind, you should still be right there, out on some beach with your family. Now I can't find you anywhere. I got a feeling that the truth's around the corner, or maybe just around the bend. My practice, though, is in the letting go. I guess this is the end. How I miss you, my friend. I begin to feel it, but you already know. It's like the veil is getting thinner and it's starting to show. It seems there is no reason for the pain inside, but it's the season for believing, so I'll give it a try. I was down on Chopper Tulis when I heard what happened to you, but all I really knew was there was nothing we could do. And we were celebrating birthdays on the day that you died. Yes, that's the way that things work out when the world is on fire. And so for now, Adam, I'll settle for all the pictures of you making that mischievous smile. We'll sit around and talk about the good times that we had as we forget about our lives for a while. Oh, I wanna talk to you. I don't have the words. I guess it's better from my heart than my head. I'll see you out in space and time on the other side. Yeah, now I'll see you out in space and time on the other side. Oh, now I'll see you out in space and time on the other side. Halfway to daylight. Halfway to daylight.
KZE. That's Otis in the studio with us for Friends Day. You can see them at Beck Hook Pride on the 22nd. I know it's after the parade and after the drag show, so I'm going to just say visit Beck Hook Pride's website.
Yeah, for sure. I think we go on at like 11:30 or something like that.
Okay.
But then it runs till 5, so
yeah.
Parade at 10 and show's till 5.
Nice daytime activity.
Definitely, for sure.
And before I let you go, where can we go to buy your music, buy merch, support the band?
Sure. The stuff is on Spotify and all that, and then I do have a website, and the only merch right now are those CDs. And I lost about half of them in a flood in my basement last year. So those are going fast. Limited edition, I think.
And you gave me three?
Yeah, because it's time to move them out in the world and let them go. And there aren't that many CD players left is what I've found.
Yeah.
I've tried to pawn them off on people. And
I got three in the studio.
Exactly.
So I could just put one of your records
in
each.
One for each.
Some of them are signed by John Travolta. So
right, yeah. Buy them
really?
Yeah.
I was ready to give you another 5 minutes for that story.
Trust me, it's a good one.
We'll write it for next time.
That's Otis with two eyes. Catch him at Beck Hook Pride. Thank you guys so much for
coming.
Thanks,
MK.
Thank you.
We got your community bulletin board. Steely Dan up next on KZE.